Uber is testing a new feature in California that allows drivers in some cities to set their own fares. It is part of an effort to give drivers more control and bolster the argument that they truly are contractors. From Sacramento, Scott Rodd of Capital Public Radio reports the move is in response to a new state law that threatens Uber's business model.
Bleary-eyed travelers filter out of Sacramento International Airport, towing suitcases of different shapes and sizes. Nar Bustamante just returned from Las Vegas and is walking to Uber's pickup location. He read about the new pricing experiment before landing, and he's a little skeptical.
I think it opens up the road to many misinterpretations between rider and driver. I don't really know what the normal rate is. It didn't say here's what the normal rate would be. So I'm curious to see where this particular ride ends up.
Uber is testing the feature at airports in Sacramento, Palm Springs, and Santa Barbara. Drivers can increase fares in 10% increments, up to 5 times the base rate. Riders are then matched with the lowest fare. In the coming days, Uber says it will also allow drivers to decrease their prices below the base rate and opt out of surge pricing.
It could create more volatility for riders who expect a level of consistency in prices that could change as a result of this.
Daniel Danker is the head of driver product at Uber.
And this does add some meaningful complexity to the driver's experience that gives them even more control on how their earnings work.
The change comes in response to a new California law that requires more companies to convert their contract workers to employees and offer them benefits and added protections. Companies including Uber, Lyft, and delivery app Postmates argue that would upend their business model and eliminate the flexibility inherent to the gig economy. In a parking lot about a mile south of Sacramento International Airport, drivers wait for a ping from Uber riders at the terminal. Adnan Badawi has been using the new pricing feature and says even a small rate increase can add up for drivers.
If you go 10 miles, your ping was $9, your ping now $10. It's not that much difference, my friend, but it makes difference to us as a driver.
But the change is throwing a curveball at some drivers, including Kim Beaver.
It's just going to be chaos and frustrating for people. You'll be waiting an hour to 2 hours to God knows how long.
She and her daughter, who also drives for Uber, tried the feature the day it launched.
So we set it at 1.5 for an hour, got no ride. And then she's like, well, Mom, why don't you just go on to 1.0 and I bet you get a ride. The minute I hit 1.0, boom, I got my ride.
This could easily become a race to the bottom with bidding down the prices so low that it could really be brutal for the drivers.
Francis J. Moots III is a professor at McGeorge School of Law in Sacramento. He says efforts like Uber's price experiment are likely too little too late to get an exemption from California's new labor law.
2 or 3 years ago, if Uber and Lyft and other rideshare companies had really tried to restructure in a way to give workers true independence, true entrepreneurial opportunities, it might have been different.
Gig companies continue to negotiate with state officials seeking relief from the law. For NPR News, I'm Scott Rodd in Sacramento.